This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of people are excited for Brian Gain to make his first round pick tomorrow. Texans on the clock at number 23. We'll have that for you. The question we have here at Sports Radio 610, who's it going to be at 23? My answer, very simple. Shouldn't be anybody. As a matter of fact, Brian Gain should be mingling with us in the concourse. He should take tomorrow off and get ready for that second and third round that he loves so much, because I think Brian Gain should be on the phone right now with the Arizona Cardinals, calling them up in wake of the drama going on with Patrick Peterson, in which he wiped away all of the mentions of the Arizona Cardinals on his social media, and he should be offering that first-round pick straight up for Patrick Peterson to solve the biggest need the Texans currently have and make the secondary a strength of this team, and then build the team through the second through seventh rounds. Brian Gain should be with us partying tomorrow with a cigar in his mouth, knowing that instead of drafting a cornerback where there's uncertainty, we don't know that there's a lockdown cornerback, he should be bringing in one of the best cornerbacks in the game that's hungry to win, that's a leader, that makes you better on special teams, that this team has been dying for.
So what are you saying then about Brian Gain? What exactly are you saying?
I'm saying that Brian Gain needs to – I'm saying that Brian Gain should be on the phone right now in Arizona, and he should be offering that first rounder for Patrick Peterson. And I see no reason why the Arizona Cardinals shouldn't do that, because the ship has already sailed. He asked for a trade last year. He put out his cryptic Instagram message yesterday. It's time for Patrick Peterson to be a Houston Texan. Brian Gain, bring him in. First-round pick, it's enough. Seal it. Enjoy tomorrow. And then we can start building the team and adding some rookies the next day.
I love Patrick Peterson. Love him. Love his game. Love what he brings to a team, his approach, everything about him. As John McClain would say, not going to happen. Just not going to happen. I'm not saying
absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I'm not saying you're wrong in your desire and what he could do for this team, because I love the dude. I think he's fantastic. What I am saying is, and this is going to tie in with, we are two shows away from the draft. I give you, in a little bit, I'm going to give you the two biggest mistakes the Texans could make in this draft. And I think this ties in with one of them. It's not one of them, but it ties in with one of them. He values draft picks way too much to give away a first rounder for Patrick Peterson.
He can value whatever he wants, but if he values winning, this is the thing to do. First of all, you've got this 2-year window that we keep talking about with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt. You got the 2-year window. Second of all, your corners have been a disaster. If the season started today, Jonathan Joseph at the age of 35, and God bless him for everything he did last year, he would be one of your starters. You bring in Patrick Peterson and you still have those 2 seconds in that third to work with, you can address other needs. And cornerback, which we thought was a weakness, you could actually argue as a strength, because as much as people are reluctant to commit to Bradley Roby as potentially the number one corner on this team, if you have Patrick Peterson as your number one corner and Bradley Roby on a prove-it deal, who the Steelers actually offered a 3-year deal to as your cornerbacks, and then you have Jonathan Joseph as your third guy, you have Aaron Colvin as your slot guy, hoping that he can be in the slot what he was in Jacksonville, you have very, very good cornerbacks. You already know that you have J.J. Watt and hopefully J.D. Clowney up front. He makes your safeties better with Gibson and Reed. It's a no-brainer. I don't care. You can value rookies all you want, but if you tell me I get Patrick Peterson for 4 years, 5 years, whatever, how much ever longer he plays, mm-hmm. or I get Greedy Williams, Rakia Sin, DeAndre Baker, one of these other corners at the beginning of their career, I'm taking the elite cornerback every damn time.
I am too. I'm just telling you, the way they operate, the way he operates, it's not going to happen. First of all, you gave Bradley Roby a $5 million bonus. That's not enormous, but for 1 year, that's a big bonus.
But you know he's not going to – they don't want Bradley Roby to be their number one corner.
I mean, they gave him a bonus for 1 year that is pretty, pretty hefty. You bring in Patrick Peterson, He's signed through 2020. He's going to be on your books for not a lot of dead cap space, so there is that advantage, but he's going to want a new contract.
Give him a new contract. Go ahead, do it.
You got a lot of bills coming, man.
I mean, go ahead and do it. You can cut Aaron Colvin next year. There's a lot of stuff coming up. Just go ahead and do it. It's worth it. And we talk about, you just mentioned how he operates, and we're talking about Brian Gaine and why he needs to make the trade for Patrick Peterson. I think a first-round pick would get it done in wake of all the drama. You talk about how he operates. We really don't know how Brian Gaine operates. We know how he talks, but we don't know how Brian Gaine operates.
Well,
this is the first time he's had a full draft.
Yeah, very small sample size. You got bills to pay coming up. You got your quarterback coming up. You got JJ. You got Clowney. You've got, I mean, just a lot of players that are coming up, and you're gonna spend $5 million on a cornerback, another whatever the bonus is gonna be for Patrick Peterson if you bring him in. They're just not going to do it. I hope you're right. I wish you were right, but I don't think so.
He needs to be on the phone making this happen. I think it's 100%. And we talk about how much of an impact Patrick Peterson would have. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain was on Mad Radio earlier today, and this came up, and I was a little bit surprised by just how much John McClain minimized the impact having one of the best corners in the game would have on this Texans defense.
I just don't think this team is good enough to win a Super Bowl right now.
Like, I think Patrick Peterson all of a sudden makes you a legitimately good defense.
I think you take a big step.
They're already a legitimately good defense.
No, they had a bad pass
and
defense.
He could make them better.
That's the one thing I disagree with. Number one, I don't think they're a legitimately good defense. I think last year they got very, very lucky with the quarterbacks they played, and I think they about, as you put it, maximized what they had. If you just list the quarterbacks the Texans played last year, it's a very unflattering list. You had the Bills, you had the Dolphins, you had the Jets, you had Mariota/Gabbert. You didn't play very good quarterbacks last season. And I don't think the defense is very good. I do think Patrick Peterson comes here with the quarterbacks you're facing. I think your defense does become good. And I don't like operating in a sense that, well, you're not a Super Bowl contender, so you shouldn't bring in one of the best corners in the game.
No, I
completely
with that.
Disagree with that. I think that's absolute. I think that's a terrible mindset to have, and that's not one that I want Brian Gaine to have.
No, I think that's kind of a loser's mentality. You know, if you're 11-5 and in the postseason, by default, you are a Super Bowl contender because you were in the tournament, you know, to be a Super Bowl contender. So you can't say, well, we're not there yet. I mean, in your heart of hearts, you might say, we need more than Patrick Peterson, but you can't get more than Patrick Peterson without getting Patrick Peterson first. You know what I mean? You can't win 9 games until you win 1 and then 2, et cetera. So you can't get that extra piece without the first piece. But I still don't think they're going to do it. I think the money is going to come into play, and I think that his value on draft picks is going to come into play.
This is a lot of the stuff we're getting on the text line, 713-572-4610, is heck no, don't make that move. They need more than a cornerback. Okay, but
that's my point.
If you're gonna draft a cornerback with that first-round pick, why not bring in Patrick Peterson, who's head and shoulders better than any of those cornerbacks is ever going to be? That's the point. Like, I don't get this sense. It's almost like people, you know, when you have an attendance policy and all that matters is showing up, not performance. It's almost like people are acting like, oh, well, you can have one of the best cornerbacks in the game in Patrick Peterson, but I would rather have just a cornerback who's a project, maybe a tackle who's a project, and maybe a running back that's a project. I'm saying trade your first round pick for Patrick Peterson. And that's better than drafting a cornerback. If the Cardinals would take that deal, you'd be foolish not to take it. Like, why would Brian Gaine like Greedy Williams or one of the other cornerbacks more than Patrick freaking Peterson?
Because of value. I want to emphasize this so much. I hope you're right. I just don't think it's going to be that way because he values the rookie contract and what Greedy Williams could be over the proven commodity and what you're going to pay and the fact that you're going to have to. That's going to take a bite out of what you're going to pay other people down the road.
This is another thing that kind of worries me about Brian Gaine. And again, it's a small sample size, but this is the other thing. We're talking about Brian Gaine's evaluation. We're talking about the way he evaluates things. If we're just judging by this small sample size, I'd say there's a lot of things that it seems like he evaluates very well. But the one thing that he has failed in, I can't say it enough, is evaluating cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. He signed Aaron Colvin to that contract, $18.5 million, to the point where Aaron Colvin, they tried to move him on the outside. Not only did he have trouble staying on the field because he got nicked up, but when he was healthy, when he was healthy and he was ready to go and he was practicing, they had such little confidence in Aaron Colvin that they put Sharice freaking Wright on the field to get burned time after time after time. So that's another thing that scares me about Brian Gain is maybe his weakness, and everybody has weaknesses. We talk about weaknesses. This even some of the best execs in the world, they have weaknesses in areas where they struggle. Brian Gain saw something in Aaron Colvin last year that wasn't there. They're hoping that he can come back and be a slot corner, but them thinking that he was going to be a guy that could line up on the outside, be one of the top corners on your team, it didn't exist. He misevaluated that.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I think going and getting the guy that you already know is good instead of trying to evaluate a crapshoot cornerback class where there's like six different guys that are mentioned as the top corner, that makes me feel a lot better than Brian Gain evaluating a cornerback.
Now, one of the things that I had issue with you last week and this week was when you kept saying they're potentially going to be good here. This guy's potentially going to be better. And I was arguing with you on that. Because every team is saying that. You know, we were talking with McLean about it on Tuesday, et cetera. I agree with you. There's no potential with Patrick Peterson. You know, he comes in, and I would be on your side of that argument again. I would say, all right, now they are better. You know, now they are going to be better because we know what Patrick Peterson is bringing. It's almost like the way they're balancing what we know we could get, and we don't even know if they're really serious about Patrick Peterson, but let's say they are. We know what we could get with Patrick Peterson, but does that outweigh what we know we could get from a Greedy Williams and a rookie contract?
I'll answer that. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. You're not, I don't, as much as people want to say this team's not close to winning a Super Bowl or they're not a player away from winning a Super Bowl, that's fine. You can go ahead and say that. And there's a good chance that you're right. But I'll tell you this, they're a lot closer to bringing in a game changer like Patrick Peterson and contending than they are amidst some sort of rebuild process where you just draft all these guys and stockpile guys you don't know about.
Right.
They're a lot closer to competing for a Super Bowl than having to draft a bunch of guys and start over and build from scraps. And Patrick Peterson, he wants out of Arizona. He's made it very clear. He stripped his social media out of Arizona. He's the guy you need to bring in. Forget a first-round pick, Brian Gain. We know how much you love that second round, and we know how well you did with that third round last year. There's a lot of people excited about what you did. Let's go ahead and bring in an elite talent, and then you can draft, and you can play ball Friday, Saturday. But tomorrow, call the Arizona Cardinals, take the damn day off, pop a cigar in your mouth, and know that one of the biggest weaknesses that you have one day before the NFL draft is going to be solved, and cornerback is now going to be a strength for your Houston Texans. Make it happen, Brian Gain.
Not going to happen.
It might not happen, but it damn sure better. You better at least be using the phones. You better be putting in calls to Arizona. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you the day before the draft. For the Houston Texans, 713-572-4610 to get in. Always want to hear from you. Who's it going to be at 23? The two mistakes the Texans can't afford to make in the 2019 draft, and Patrick Peterson's not the only name out there in trade rumors heading into tomorrow's draft. We'll tell you who next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.